thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, you let and still have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Amen, amen. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine. Amen, amen. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Surely power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold over my being, absolute faith. Fill with thy spirit, amen. Till all shall say, Christ only, always living in me. Once more, last verse. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way, amen. Hold over my being, absolute slave. Fill with thy spirit, till all shall say, Christ only, always living in me.
Morning, saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name this morning. Couple of requests here. Firstly, Tanusha, brother Anil's fiance, remember her? She's asking for prayer. Sister Tanusha, she's got problems with her eyes. She wanted to come today. She's got an infection, which is contagious, so she's asking for prayer.
Elle demande la prière.
Also, really sorry for Sister Lily for the loss of her sister.
Pour la sœur Lily, nous présentons les condoléances.
Just really do pray that the Lord would be a comfort to them at this time.
Que le Seigneur puisse les conforter à ce moment.
Before we pray, let's open the scripture.
Avant de prier, ouvrons l'écriture.
Daniel chapter 9.
Daniel chapitre 9.
Let's have a look.
Et regardons ici.
First, at the beginning of the chapter.
Le commencement du chapitre.
Daniel chapter 9, let's read the first three verses.
Les trois premiers versets. Daniel chapitre 9.
It says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. You know, such a wonderful response
une telle réponse
to the word
à la parole
pushed Daniel into prayer.
Cela a poussé Daniel dans la prière.
You know, there was something beyond just reading a book.
Il y a quelque chose qui était au-delà de juste lire un livre. Il y a quelque chose de surnaturel qui
when
a pris
Daniel
place.
Read
et quand Daniel a lu
what Jeremiah the prophet had written,
Jérémie le prophète a écrit
concerning their day.
Et concernant leur jour.
Let's all pray. Let's put this petition of our sister before the Lord. You pray for yourself for the service. Let's ask for the Lord's blessing this day.
Que le Seigneur puisse bénir ce jour.
Father, such a needy people that we are. To bless your people. May you be glorified, we pray. Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's also read from 25 to 27. That's Daniel 9, 25 to 27. Just to give us our thought for the day. Daniel 9, 25 to 7.
25 à 27.
In fact, we take it from 24.
Commençons de 24.
70 weeks are determined upon thy people. So that's Daniel's people.
Et ça, c'est le peuple de Daniel.
And upon thy holy city. That's Jerusalem.
Ça, c'est Jérusalem, la ville sainte.
To finish the transgression. To make an end of sins. Mm-hmm. To make reconciliation for iniquity. Mm-hmm. To bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
Amen.
Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem. So there's going to be a starting point here.
Il y a un point de commencement là-bas.
When a commandment goes forth
quand le commandement est
to restore and build Jerusalem,
pour restaurer et bâtir Jérusalem.
Unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. Verse 26, and after 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Now, to some people, that's algebra.
Pour les gens, d'autres, c'est l'algèbre.
And we hope it will become clear.
Pour nous, ça pense
because
que ça
this
va
is
clair.
God's word.
Et ça, c'est la parole de Dieu.
Which is recorded for a purpose.
Et qui a été
revealed by an angel, Gabriel.
Qui a été révélé par un ange,
to
Gabriel,
a prophet.
À un prophète.
And God doesn't waste time.
Et Dieu ne gaspille
there's
pas
a purpose
son
in everything that he does.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Father, please may you bless your word upon this
yes,
day.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for the virtue in your word. Thank you for the books. Father, thank you for the prophetic anointing that comes forth in these kind of times.
Yes,
may you
Lord.
Bless and help us. Those that have gathered under this roof, help us to enter in upon this day. Minister an entrance to
yes,
us.
Lord.
Father, to that channel that Daniel was walking in. Father, them that aren't here, we do dedicate all of them into thine hands. Father, you know where they are, some at work, some are here and there. We dedicate them to thee. May you have mercy upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Vous pouvez vous asseoir.
So we have two services today.
Nous avons deux services aujourd'hui.
And we have one aim.
Et nous avons un seul objectif.
And that's to understand
et c'est de comprendre.
Not just times and dates. We're not interested
pas
in
seulement
that
les
much.
Temps et les dates. On n'est pas intéressé
but what we
à cela.
Desire
et ce que nous désirons
is to learn what is necessary for us to learn
ce qui est nécessaire pour nous d'apprendre
from the 70 weeks of Daniel.
Des 70 semaines de Daniel.
So if you put our slides, we've given it a title.
Mettre nos diapos, nous allons donner le titre.
We want to call it the 70-week symphony.
Nous allons regarder la symphonie des
because you know, God's
semaines.
Plan, sur le plan is Dieu, always a symphony.
Il y a toujours une symphonie.
God is the great composer.
Dieu est le grand compositeur.
And he came down
et il est descendu
when Daniel was seeking his face
et quand Daniel était en train de chercher sa
to
face,
reveal
pour révéler
the entire drama,
les drames tout entier,
everything that was decreed
toute chose qui a été
and determined
et toute chose qui a été
upon Daniel's people,
sur le peuple
the
de
Jews,
le Juif,
and the holy city,
et la ville sainte,
Jerusalem,
et Jérusalem,
right to the consummation,
directement jusqu'à
right
la
to
fin,
the end.
Jusqu'à la fin,
so the entire program and plan that God has for Israel,
pour Israël,
was stored up
et a été amagasiné
in these few verses.
Dans ces quelques versets
so
ici.
This great composer,
ce grand compositeur
Jehovah,
ici, Jéhovah.
He has his great symphony.
Il avait sa grande symphonie.
Yesterday I was showing at home.
Je montrais à la maison hier.
I went to see what a symphony is made up of.
Je suis allé voir
and a classical symphony,
la symphonie
like Beethoven and them wrote in their days.
Comme tout ce qui a écrit dans
the symphony is made up of four movements.
La symphonie en fait de quatre mouvements.
And it's very interesting.
C'est trop
because the prophet picks up
parce que le prophète a pris
the word symphony
le mot
and
symphonie.
He uses it in the message Shalom.
Et il a utilisé dans le message Shalom.
And he speaks of God's program as a symphony. And a symphony has four movements.
La symphonie a quatre
the first movement,
le premier mouvement
is always a fast movement.
Ça a toujours été le mouvement
it's like when the church ages start.
C'est dans les, comme les âges de l'église ont
there was the lion anointing.
Il avait l'onction du lion.
It was fast.
C'était rapide.
The gospel spread.
L'évangile est allé et a été
then it moves prêché. Into the second movement.
Et le deuxième mouvement.
The second movement of a symphony is always slow.
C'est la, de la symphonie, c'est
it's more melancholy.
Lent. C'est quelqu'un de, qui
and then calme. The church ages went under the anointing of the ox.
Et les anges de l'église sont allés sous
a thousand years of dark ages.
Les anges sombres.
It wasn't an easy time.
Ce n'était pas un temps
things facile. Didn't seem to move.
Les choses n'ont pas semblé se déplacer.
Then the third movement in a
symphony
is a happy move.
It's
not like for dancing, it's a high tempo.
Comme, la danse, ça
then the church ages moved into the missionary age. The prophet says the period of growth. It seemed he says darkness was being pushed back wheresoever the gospel went. And then the last movement in a symphony is the grand finale. It's the climax. It's the crescendo. Everything builds up to that final climax. And that's under the eagle. That's where we're living now.
L'aigle, là où nous vivons maintenant.
We're under that great movement of the symphony.
Nous sommes sous cet grand mouvement de la symphonie.
That God,
que Dieu,
in his predestined purpose,
dans sa prédestination, dans
chose you and I
il nous a choisi
to be here
pour être
at
ici,
the end of the symphony.
À la fin de la
we are here to see the climax of all that's been happening before
ce qui s'est passé avant nous.
And we'll see it when we get into
et
Daniel 70 weeks.
Quand nous entrons dans les 70
this 70-week symphony,
la symphonie des
it's got four parts in it as well.
Quatre parties aussi.
And the Jews have already fulfilled the first three movements of the symphony.
Les Juifs ont accompli les trois mouvements de la
symphonie. There's only one part left for them, which is 3.5 years, which is the great crescendo, when all that has been spoken and all that has been prophesied will come to pass. So you can really see that when the prophet used the word symphony, it wasn't just a random word that he used. God is the great composer. And friends, he has a symphony for you. Your life. And the key to it all, as we always say, is just get in the spirit of the composer. The prophet says, when the symphony is going forth, to those people that are not interested, to those who don't get into the spirit of the symphony, what is it? He says it's a bunch of rattling noise.
C'est juste de
and there's people sitting here today, I'm sure.
Qui, ça, ils sont
I wish we could go home. The sun is shining.
À la maison, il y a le soleil.
But as for me,
mais pour moi,
I want to be in the spirit of the composer.
Moi, je vais être dans l'esprit
because
de compositeur.
These things are more than life to me.
Que ces choses sont plus que
this is more important
sont plus
than Ireland playing rugby. People kicking
rugby.
Around a piece of leather.
Que
how
les
foolish.
Gens qui sont des
friends,
jouer
football. Men in short trousers running around the field. But people get in the spirit of that. I want to be like Daniel.
Je vais être comme Daniel.
That I study the books of the prophets.
Et que j'étudie le livre des prophètes.
Speaking of our day.
Parlant de notre jour.
And it moves me.
Et cela me déplace.
Into the spirit of prophecy.
Dans l'esprit de la prophétie.
That I might call upon his name.
Que je puisse évoquer son
and then he will send forth his messenger.
Envoyer
because he sent his messenger in this age.
Qu'il a envoyé ses messagers dans cet âge.
Daniel had a heavenly messenger.
Daniel
Gabriel.
Le messager céleste.
But to us Gentiles. God has sent us seven angels, seven messengers through the seven church ages. And the last of the messengers, the last angel, is the one that was sent to come to give us wisdom and understanding of this great symphony that we're entering the great climax of now.
dans sa mère. Mais
and if you want something in your life,
si vous voulez quelque chose
dans votre vie, sets you free
et qui va vous rendre libre
from the cares of this life,
des soucis de cette vie,
from the temptations of this world,
de cette vie, de ce monde,
get in the spirit of prophecy.
Entrer dans l'esprit de la
there's
prophétie.
A certain channel that you can get into
canal que
that this world will be so dead to you.
Ce monde sera complètement mort.
Because the substance of the prophetic realm, faith,
de la foi prophétique,
will be so real to you.
Sera tellement réel.
Like it was to Daniel.
Et comme cela a été à Daniel.
Daniel was in a palace.
Daniel était dans la cour.
He was a big man in the kingdom.
Il était un grand homme dans le royaume.
But what was he spending his time doing?
Il était en train de gaspiller, de
passer once he had fulfilled his necessary duties,
il a accompli ses devoirs.
He would get back to his room.
Il devrait rentrer dans
living
chambre,
in Babylon.
En train de vivre à Babylon.
Heathen darkness all around.
Et là où il y avait le ténèbre tout autour.
And he would get into the books of the prophets.
Dans le livre des prophètes.
And he entered into such a place
dans une telle place
that God started to commune with him.
Lui-même commence à communier
there
avec
was communication between heaven and earth.
Communication entre le ciel et la terre.
Angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man, like Jesus said.
Et monter sur le fils de
l'homme, it was a prophetic time.
Et c'est un temps prophétique.
And Daniel moved into a prophetic channel.
Et David s'est déplacé dans un canal.
And we're living in such a prophetic time.
Et nous sommes en train de vivre dans
the time we are living in is far more prophetic than the time Daniel was living in. We're at the climax of it all. We're at the end of the Gentile age. That wasn't revealed to Daniel. He never knew anything about the church ages. What was revealed to Daniel was concerning his people, the plan of God for the Jews. We know the plan of God for the Jews, plus the church ages, plus the seals, plus the trumpets, the vials, everything recorded in this word that pertains to us in our day, that is necessary for us to know, has been unveiled. If we're willing to dig down and get into the spirit of revelation, and the prophet said in the church age book, once it unfolds to you, it purifies you, and it prepares you, it edifies you, it makes you ready for the glorious coming, the appearing of
Christ.
And that's why God gives us these things, not for the sake of knowledge. People have cracked their heads over these things
for
2,000 years. We don't want to do those kind of things. If God sent us a prophet and he focused on certain things, we should put our focus on those things as well. And the prophet, once he entered into the final stage of his ministry, the third pool stage, from 1960, he started the Revelation of Jesus Christ series. Starting from Revelations 1, chapter 2 and 3, the church ages. Chapter 4, Throne of Mercy. Chapter 5, then he got into the seals. Chapter 6, 7. Chapter 8, then he preached Feast of Trumpets. Chapters 8 and 9 and 11. And then he showed us chapter 10, which is our day, the seventh angel. Chapter 11, two witnesses to the Jews. Chapter 12, leading on to chapter 13, the mark of the beast, the image of the beast. Chapter 14, the 144,000. Chapter 15, 16, the vials, the plagues, the judgments that are coming upon this earth. Chapter 17, Mystery Babylon. Chapter 18, the judgment of Babylon. Chapter 19, the return of Christ, the millennial kingdom. 21, future hope. 22, finishing up with even so come, Lord Jesus. There's nothing in there which hasn't been opened to us. And if you haven't dug into those things, you're not taking advantage of your inheritance that has been stored up for you. Not theology, but a prophetic word that can do to you the same as it did to our brother Daniel in Babylon. It can quicken you. It can move you into another dimension.
Vous pouvez vous déplacer dans une autre dimension.
Though you live in Babylon,
bien que vous êtes en train de vivre
you won't be of Babylon.
Vous ne serez pas de cette
Babylon won't concern you.
Babylon ne va vous concerner.
It's other people's business.
C'est les affaires des autres.
You're living in another dimension.
Vous êtes en train de vivre dans une autre
and that's
dimension.
Where we desire to be.
C'est là où nous désirons être.
So Daniel,
Daniel,
he's in captivity.
Il est en captivité.
Let's get started looking at that.
Commençons en regardant ça.
Why is he there?
Et pourquoi il est là-bas?
The prophet says Daniel had been in captivity for 68 years. At this time. He says, think of it. Right from 606 AD, when Nebuchadnezzar came with the Babylonian army, took Jerusalem. Took the Jews captive. I just got some slides just to give a bit of a picture. These pictures come from the website of the Temple Institute. This is Rabbi Richman and them, the ones that are preparing for the temple. If you wouldn't mind turning off the lights there, please. Just to give a background to those who don't know the history of these things, Israel sinned against God. After the glorious age of David and Solomon, they went right down into the depths of sin in the time of Ahab and Jezebel. And it went from worse to worse. And the prophets came and warned them. They wouldn't pay heed to the warnings of the prophets. So God sent them into captivity as a chastisement for their sin, for their treatment of the prophets. They despised them, the Bible says. They didn't heed or hearken unto them. And friend, if God sends you a prophet and you don't pay attention to those words, you end up in trouble as well. It's just a natural result of failing to pay heed to God's voice to you. Because that's what a prophet is. He comes with, thus saith the Lord. So there was the destruction of Solomon's temple. Nebuchadnezzar came in 606, took Jerusalem, appointed a king. It was okay for a while. Then the people rebelled against him. Until finally in 586 BC, he came and he destroyed the city and he destroyed the temple. That was in 586. The temple was destroyed. So by the time we meet Daniel in a few minutes, there's no temple. There's no temple worship. He's in Babylon. Why? Because the people are taken into exile. They call this picture Rachel weeping for her children. That's how the Jews see that scripture. The Jews been taken into captivity. There's the golden candlestick in the hands of the heathen, been taken from the holy place, the whole place defiled by the Babylonians. And Israel, including Daniel, is taken into exile. And we meet Daniel.
Et nous allons rencontrer Daniel,
reading the scriptures
après de lire les écritures,
in exile in Babylon.
Dans l'exil à Babylon.
That's what's happening in chapter 9.
Je sais qu'il s'est passé dans le chapitre 9.
And what is Daniel reading?
Qu'est-ce que Daniel est en train de lire?
He's reading the same Bible as
il
us.
Est en train de lire la même Bible.
He's reading Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 11.
Il est en train de lire Jérémie chapitre 25.
Where Jeremiah said, and this whole land shall be a desolation,
ça sera une désolation,
and an astonishment.
Et ça sera une
an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years.
Et ces nations vont servir le roi de Babylone pour 70 ans.
So these nations,
ces nations ici,
shall serve the king of Babylon,
ils vont servir le roi de Babylone
70 years.
70 ans.
So Daniel's reading that.
Daniel est en train de
this is speaking of his day that he's living in.
Il parle à propos de son jour dans lequel
and
il
he knows now we came into captivity 606 BC.
Il dit que nous sommes venus à captivité à
the temple was destroyed after that.
Christ, le temple a été détruit après cela.
And he says, when is 70 years going to finish?
Il dit, quand le 25 avant se termine,
our 70-year judgment.
Ans va se terminer.
It's 536 BC.
C'est
And there's where Daniel chapter 9 comes
in.
It's 2 years before that. 2 years before the end of their captivity. It's 538 BC. If you check in your Bible, check the message. Daniel is reading. And he knows the end is near. The end time is coming. The prophet says he had been there 68 years. No church to go to. No sermons to hear. Nothing. But he had some books and scrolls that a prophet before him had prophesied. Jeremiah. Now, while studying the scriptures, he saw that time was running out. And if you study the scriptures right in this day, you come to the same conclusion. Not because of imagination, but because of the scriptures. Daniel knew with a certainty he was living in the end time. It was time was running out in their captivity. So Daniel now, he sets himself to pray and he seeks the Lord. Can you see the power in prophetic books? There's something about the prophetic books, because Daniel says it,
I read
by books.
Friends,
those people that don't read, you are robbing yourself of such a spiritual blessing. Paul said to Timothy, study to show yourself approved. Paul said, give attendance unto reading. Listening is good as well. But to really get the fullness of something, you need to read it. To put full attention onto something. When you're reading it, when you're listening, your mind can be somewhere else. But you get into the Spirit and you get into the prophetic books, and God has given us a good store of prophetic books fresh in this age. Books that reveal to us the truth of those prophetic books of the Bible. And Daniel got into that. And there was such a power in that. The power of prophecy. That it didn't matter. That he didn't have a church to go to. He had very little fellowship. The prophet says they were scattered all around the kingdom. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. And with his occupation, being a big man in the kingdom, he needed something to keep him in his day, and something to keep him in a state of readiness, a state of preparation for that which was God was going to do in that day. And God's provided gift to
Daniel
was the scrolls of Jeremiah and of the other prophets that were before
Daniel.
And Daniel was reading those scrolls, and he broke forth into a certain spiritual condition, because he knew that time was running out. So he set himself to seek the Lord. And it says that in Daniel, the next one, I'll just go here, is that the one? Daniel says, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
J'ai compris qu'il devrait accomplir 70 ans.
So Daniel was reading exactly the same verse that we just read.
En train de lire exactement le même verset que nous lisons.
And Daniel was now right at the end.
Et il était maintenant directement
538 BC.
C'est
2 years before the appointed time. God has appointed times. And between those appointed times, we saw it last week, many times things go quiet. But then there comes a certain appointed time where God is going to do something in the great symphony. And he sends forth a special anointing of the composer. In prophetic times, God says, sends the spirit of prophecy.
Qui a envoyé l'esprit de la prophétie.
And those people that are interested in the symphony,
ces gens qui sont intéressés dans la
symphonie, they can very easily enter in
facilement entrer
during those appointed times.
Dans ces temps bien déterminés.
And Daniel sensed in his spirit
l'a senti dans son esprit
that the appointed time was near.
Le temps bien déterminé était
and
prêt.
He knew we're not ready.
Il savait que nous ne sommes pas prêts.
And he set himself to seek the Lord his God.
À chercher le Seigneur son Dieu.
With fasting and prayer,
avec le jeûne,
he made his confession unto
il a
his
fait
God.
La confession à son
he laid aside the foolishness of life for a season. He laid aside all that was unnecessary.
Il a mis à côté tout ce qui était,
and he sought the face of Jehovah.
Et il a cherché la face de Jéhovah.
And it was God who
Dieu
instigated that.
Et qui a mis cela.
Because in the prophetic time, the appointed time,
prophétique,
God releases the spirit of grace
Dieu
and supplication.
Conduire l'esprit de la grâce et de la
and you'll sense it in yourself
et vous allez sentir
that Jehovah is near.
Et que Jéhovah est prêt.
Call upon me while I may be found. That's what the Lord said. Draw nigh unto me when I'm near. There's certain seasons, friends, that you know. Because the deep is calling to the deep in you. God is trying to call you to seek him. Because he wants to reveal himself. And Daniel, he did what we are commanded to do. He yielded to the anointing.
Il a cédé à l'onction.
He responded
il a répondu à
to that deep that was calling in that day.
Qui était en train d'appeler à
and he set himself to seek the Lord his God.
Lui-même pour chercher l'Éternel.
And he gave himself
il est
to the prophetic books.
Dans le livre prophétique.
And God started to purify
et
the man and his soul.
Allé purifier son âme et
God
son âme.
Started to wash him in the waters of the word.
Il est allé le laver avec les eaux.
God started to quicken him once again in his spiritual experience. And he moved Daniel by the spirit of prophecy into prayer. The spirit of preparation for that which Jehovah was about to do. You see, before the Lord does something, he releases the spirit of preparation. And the wise virgin responds to the spirit of preparation. And they are made ready for that which is to come. The foolish virgin realizes something's taking place, but they never moved into the place of preparation. We'll see that as we go.
Nous allons voir cela pendant
but we want to be the wise virgin.
Être la vierge sage.
We don't want the events to come
nous voulons pas que l'événement
and bump us on the head
et que cela puisse nous
frapper and
dans
take
la
tête us unawares.
Et nous surprendre.
God doesn't want that for his
Dieu
children.
Pas comme ça pour ses enfants.
Like in the book of Daniel. He wants to prepare you before time. He wants you to possess a substance of things not yet seen. He wants things to be real to you before they actually happen. He doesn't want the events to shake you into action. No, it's too late then.
Ça sera tard,
he wants the prophetic word,
la parole
the spirit of prophecy,
l'esprit de la prophétie,
to move you into the channel that you should be,
dans le canal que vous devriez
to prepare you before the time,
vous préparer là où vous devriez
so that you're under the spirit of expectation,
être sous l'esprit de la
you're temps. Under the spirit of anticipation,
sous l'esprit de la
you're waiting for that which
vous
is to come.
En train d'attendre de ce qui va
you're not taken unawares.
Vous n'êtes pas surpris.
Look at Noah in his day.
Regardez à Noé dans ce jour.
Noah's 120 years. The man walked in a prophetic channel because God had sent forth the spirit of preparation. 120 years before the actual events took place. And Noah responded to that anointing. And God had spoken to him. And he was moved by fear, the Bible says, unto the preparing of an ark to the salvation of his family. You see the wise virgin? That's the wise virgin. But there were many in the days of Noah that sympathized with his message. Maybe sometimes would help him to carry the wood up the hill. Maybe would gather with him, ask him a few questions now and again. again.
Quelques questions encore une fois.
But they never laid aside the world.
Jamais mis à côté
and the love of the world.
Et l'amour du monde.
They never responded to the deep.
Répondu à la profondeur.
The call that Jehovah was putting forth in that day.
Était en train de mettre en haie à cet homme.
And never entered into the spirit of preparation themselves.
De la préparation
eux-mêmes. The spirit of prophecy themselves.
De la prophétie eux-mêmes.
And so the day came.
Et le jour
then they said, let's shake ourselves like Samson.
Que nous puissions nous bouger.
But the door was shut.
Mais la porte était fermée.
Friends, you don't want to be caught in that kind of a condition.
Ne voulons pas être dans cette genre de condition.
Because it's very real.
C'est parce que c'est trop réel.
In the spiritual realm.
Dans le monde spirituel.
That this is a prophetic time that you're living in.
C'est un temps prophétique.
And anybody that would set their face to seek the Lord,
qui va mettre sa face
as Daniel did.
Daniel,
it doesn't take you long until you are moved. You are born along by the spirit of prophecy to the fulfillment of that which is spoken of you. You can never fulfill that which is spoken of you unless you first respond to the spirit of prophecy in your day. Something has to move you to fulfill that which is written of you. God wanted to fulfill his word. There were 2 years to go. So God sent the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of grace and supplication, and it anointed certain people. And certain people gave themselves over to that particular anointing of that age. And they knew in themselves something's brewing. Something's going to take place. Let's step a little bit closer now to the altar. Let's get a bit more sensitive at this time. Let's keep short accounts with Jehovah now. Let's put our sins under the blood. Let's set our houses in order because something is pending.
Amen. C'est parce qu'il y a quelque chose qui est suspendu.
And Daniel was one of those people.
Et Daniel était l'un de ces gens.
And that's where we find him
c'est
now.
Là où nous le retrouvons maintenant.
At the end now
à la fin
of the 70 years of the desolation of Jerusalem.
De Jérusalem.
So God says, I'm going to judge them for a season.
God dit, Dieu dit que je vais juger.
Because God's judgments are for a season.
C'est parce que le jugement de Dieu, c'est pour une saison.
Once a lesson has been learned,
une fois que la leçon est apprise,
the prophet says there were 70 years in Babylon.
Dit qu'ils étaient 70 ans
until that sinning generation died off. Until they died to the things that had put them in that condition. And it's the same as you and I. You will be in spiritual desolation. You will be in captivity. Until you die to the things that put you in that
condition.
And the moment you're willing to pay the price once again to get to the altar, to die with your lamb on the altar, then the fire comes down again. Then it takes you from your captivity. Then the spirit of deliverance comes forth. Then the proclamation goes forth. And you come out of your exile. You come out of your captivity. Jeremiah said it in chapter 29. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found of you. And I will deliver you from your captivity. And I'll bring you back to the place where you were before I took you into captivity. But friends, if you don't want to die to those things, we'll stay there forever. Or we'll need the Lord to be to us like he did with Samson. To put us to extreme things, extreme chastisement. I don't want to be like that. I want to be sensitive inside of my soul that when the word of correction comes my way, when the spirit of grace comes to exhort me while it is yet today, I just want to respond to that. I want to be sensitive to God's preferred method of correction, which is his word.
tu es sa parole,
his anointed truth.
Et
but if you don't want to listen to the
si
words of the prophets,
les paroles de prophètes,
God has a Nebuchadnezzar there. God has some bondage. God will allow you to go into captivity for a season
va vous permettre d'aller
to teach you the lesson
pour vous apprendre
that don't play around with grace.
Jouer tout autour avec la
don't
grâce,
play around with God's grace to you.
La grâce de Dieu à votre égard.
We need to appreciate.
Nous devons apprécier.
We need to esteem, like David said.
Comme David
I esteem thee above my necessary food, he says.
De ma nourriture nécessaire.
That's when you start really getting the benefits.
Là où vous commencez à être dans le bénéfice
from what God has done for you in your
life. Dieu est en train de faire
when
pour
you start
vous
to esteem
vie.
It once again.
Vous commencez à estimer
you start to respect the prophets.
À respecter
and the words of the prophets.
Le parole de prophètes.
But Israel went into captivity.
Israël est allé à captivité.
Because they despised the prophets.
C'est parce qu'ils ont maîtrisé les
you might say, I don't despise the prophet in our day.
Je ne méprise pas les prophètes.
Action speaks louder than words.
Les actions parlent mieux que la parole.
If you still got a big day
si
gone there,
vous avez toujours ces grands dragons là-bas,
you're bowing down at the altar of Hollywood.
Vous êtes devant l'hôtel de Hollywood.
You're despising the message of the prophet.
Vous êtes en train de mépriser le message.
You're trampling underfoot the words
vous êtes en train
of the
de
prophets.
Le parole de prophète.
Friends, action speaks louder
les
than
actions
words.
Mieux
it's
que
not him that says, Lord, Lord.
Lui qui dit, Seigneur, Seigneur.
But it's he that does my will. That's what
c'est
Jesus
celui
said.
Qui fait ma volonté, a dit Jésus.
So we need,
nous avons besoin,
saying just one thing.
Une chose,
as the symphony starts to unfold
la
itself,
symphonie commence à se dévoiler
we just need to be sensitive.
De être sensible.
We need to be humble.
Nous devons être humbles.
We need to be teachable.
Nous devons être capables d'être
we need to be willing to give in.
Nous devons avoir la volonté de pouvoir
willing to be led of the Spirit.
Avoir la volonté d'être conduit par
to be lambs once
être
again.
Les agneaux encore une fois.
Then the great dove, the prophetic
la,
dove,
la grande colombe, le grand pigeon
will come down
descendre
and lead us
et nous conduire
to the fulfillment of that which is spoken.
Pour l'accomplissement de ce qui a été prophétisé.
So Gabriel is sent.
Et Gabriel maintenant,
because Daniel seeks the Lord.
C'est parce que Daniel a cherché
in
le
verse
Seigneur.
20,
dans verset 20,
it says, and while I was speaking and praying,
pendant que j'étais en train de prier
and
et
confessing
parler,
my sin,
et confesser le péché,
and the sin of my people Israel,
le péché de mon peuple Israël,
and presenting my supplication,
présentant mes supplications,
before the Lord my God,
devant le Seigneur mon Dieu,
for the holy mountain of my God.
La sainte montagne de mon
yea,
Dieu,
while I was speaking in prayer,
que j'étais en train de prier,
even
à prier,
the man Gabriel,
même l'homme Gabriel,
whom I'd seen at the vision in the beginning,
dans la vision au commencement,
being caused to fly swiftly,
on lui a demandé de pouvoir voler,
touched me about the time of the evening oblation.
Au temps de l'offrande du soir.
There's no temple.
Il n'y avait pas de temple.
But to Daniel, it doesn't matter.
Daniel, peu importe.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. The
soir,
time of the evening oblation.
Le temps de l'offrande du
when
soir,
the sacrifice was offered
le sacrifice
at the temple,
a été offert au temple.
Though there's no more temple.
Et je pense qu'il n'y avait plus de temple.
Daniel keeps his prayer.
Daniel a gardé sa prière.
He's praying at the time of the evening
il
oblation.
Il est de prier au temps de l'offrande du soir.
By faith,
et par la
he
foi,
knows the temple's going to be built once again.
Que le temple sera rebâti.
Even if everybody else isn't doing it,
même si tout le monde ne le fait pas,
he's not going to leave his post of duty.
Amen. Il ne va pas quitter son poste de
he knows what has kept him for these 70 years.
Ce que lui a gardé pendant ces
from a young man. Friend, don't change your system. If you had a system in your youth that worked, a system of prayer,
amen. La
system a system
de
of
prière,
consecration.
La system de la consécration.
And God was real to you
Dieu
then.
Était réel à vous.
And God delivered you from
et
the
Dieu
world.
Vous a délivré du monde.
And God led you in your life.
Dieu vous a conduit dans
why change the system?
Et pourquoi changer le système?
Even if you married, it doesn't matter.
Même si votre
even mariage, if you're living in Babylon like us
même
here,
si vous êtes en train de vivre en Babylon,
Daniel would still set himself
Daniel
to seek the Lord
satisfait à chercher le
three
Seigneur.
Times a day.
Et 3 jours par
don't
trois
change
par jour.
A divinely ordained system. In your life.
Le système destiné divin dans votre vie.
If God blessed you in something
Dieu
before,
quelque chose avant,
God was confirming to you,
Dieu était en train de vous confirmer.
This is the way that I want
et
you to
ça,
do your
la
things.
Façon, je veux que toi, tu puisses faire
and if you've lost what you once
si
had,
vous avez perdu ce que vous aviez
go back and look at your system that you used to have.
Voir dans votre système que vous avez
maybe
avant,
used to pray
si vous aviez l'habitude
at the
de
time
prier,
of the evening oblation.
De l'offrande d'histoire,
but when you came to Babylon,
quand vous êtes venu à Babylon,
you forgot about the temple
vous
worship.
Avez oublié à propos de l'adoration du temple.
Go back to your first works.
Il faut rentrer dans votre premières œuvres.
Go back.
Il faut rentrer.
Remember.
Il faut s'assouvenir.
From whence thou hast fallen.
Tu vous es tombé.
and go back and do the first works.
Le premier œuvre.
And friends, you'll find he's just the same as he ever was.
Qu'il est le même qu'il
it's not he that changed.
Et vous savez,
it's you that changed. It's me that changed.
C'est pas lui, c'est nous.
I am the Lord and I change not. That's what he said. He is immutable in his ways. But something changes in us. Our attitude to the prophetic word. Our attitude to Babylon changes. Whereas before, when you were a young man taken into captivity in Babylon, you used to hate those ugly idols of Babylon. But some people have lived in Babylon too long.
Il y a beaucoup de gens qui ont vécu tellement longtemps.
And now they're starting to like those idols.
Amen. Et ils ont commencé à aimer ces idoles.
You need a fresh anointing.
Vous avez besoin d'une
onction of eyeself on your spiritual eyes.
Des yeux dans tes yeux spirituels.
So you can see things.
Afin que tu puisses voir
the way that Jehovah sees.
La façon dont Jéhovah voit les choses.
But look at this man.
Regarde à cet homme.
Friends, what a wonderful man Daniel was.
Quel homme merveilleux que Daniel était.
He's an old man now.
Il est un vieux
homme. He's 80 something years old.
Il est 80, âgé de 80 ans.
He doesn't sit back.
Quelque chose.
And said, let me leave it to the young men to do now. No, he doesn't do that. He's going to go down fighting. He's going to get to the end of the course with the sword still in his hand. He has the same reality in him when he's 80 something years old as he did when he was a young man.
Comme il a fait dans son
68 years before,
68 ans après,
when he told Nebuchadnezzar,
quand il a dit à
Nebuchadnezzar, we will not defile ourselves.
Nous n'allons pas nous souiller.
With these fruits of Babylon.
Amen. Amen. Avec cette nourriture.
Lord, cost us position and fame and fortune, easy life.
Nos positions, nos vies faciles.
But we won't compromise.
Amen. Nous n'allons pas compromettre.
On the things that have made us what we are.
Les choses qui nous a fait ce que nous sommes.
The things that have kept us thus far.
Les choses qui nous a gardé de cette.
The things that God blessed in the days of our fathers.
Les choses que Dieu a béni dans les jours de nos pères.
Do not remove the ancient landmarks, the Bible says.
Ôtez le sentier à ciel, c'est que la Bible dit.
Those parameters you had in your youth.
Ces paramètres que vous avez dans votre.
Those landmarks.
Et ces sentiers, ces maps.
Be careful of moving the ancient landmarks, friend. That which used to be out of bounds should still be out of bounds.
Ce qui était hors de frontières.
You shouldn't be trying to move the landmarks.
Vous ne devrez pas essayer de changer.
You're breaking and transgressing a law.
Vous êtes en train de transgresser.
You get yourself in trouble.
En trouble.
Keep the original landmarks.
Il faut garder les sentiers.
Keep original. The original standard.
Il faut garder les
that which God
original.
Blessed,
c'est ça que Dieu
he will still bless
il va toujours bénir
if you will just return back
si
to it.
Vous devez juste retourner en
so Daniel now,
et Daniel
Gabriel comes to him
Gabriel est venu en lui.
And look at the way that Daniel salutes him.
Et regardez comment Daniel lui a salué.
What does he say to him?
Qu'est-ce qu'il lui a dit?
He says in verse 23,
il dit dans verset 23,
at Daniel, the beginning of your supplication, the commandment came forth. And I am come to show thee. For thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. Mm-hmm. Friends, what is the sign of God's love?
Et quel est le signe de l'amour de Dieu?
Not necessarily riches.
Ce n'est pas nécessairement
not
la richesse.
Necessarily good health.
Ce n'est pas nécessairement la
fame
bonne santé.
Or fortune.
Ce n'est pas le
the
renommé.
Devil can give you all of those
le
things.
Diable peut te donner toutes ces choses.
But God's favor.
Mais la faveur de
when
Dieu,
he says, Daniel,
dit, Daniel,
you are a man greatly beloved.
Vous êtes un homme bien aimé,
I'm going to show you my symphony.
Je vais vous montrer ma symphonie.
I'm going to show you
je vais vous montrer
the hidden things
et les choses cachées
that belong unto God.
Et qui appartient à Dieu.
And imagine Daniel.
Imaginez-vous Daniel.
The angel says to him,
l'ange lui a dit,
from the moment,
du moment où
that you first set yourself
tu as commencé à chercher
to
le
seek
Seigneur,
the Lord.
Pour chercher le Seigneur,
from the moment,
du moment
that there was a desire in your heart.
Et avant le désir dans votre cœur.
Imagine Daniel started praying at the beginning of the chapter. Yeah?
Daniel, il a commencé à prier.
How long has he been in prayer?
Combien de temps il sera dans la prière?
But the angels already come with the answer.
L'ange est déjà venu avec la réponse.
And the angel says, from the moment that you set your heart, shows us not multiplying words in prayer, friends. God doesn't respond to a multiplication of words.
Il ne répond pas à la multiplication
it wasn't Daniel's words that brought Gabriel down. It was the attitude of his heart.
C'était l'attitude de
when
son
he
coeur.
Set his heart right,
car il a mis son coeur
because your thoughts in heaven speak louder than your words on earth, the prophet was told by the angel. God sees your heart. You might pray multitudes of prayers, and the heaven stays like brass, because this people draw near unto me with their lips, but their heart is far removed from me. That's what the Lord said. But the moment in your heart, your soul, you determine in yourself, no matter the price, no matter what it's going to cost me, no matter what I have to do, I am going to seek him until I find him. The moment you reach that point, heaven already starts to respond. That's what God does. I've never seen it personally, that you seek the Lord for more than 1 or 2 days and he doesn't answer. If you get backslidden in your heart, you get dry in your experience, you get worn out in this great conflict. I've never seen it yet, personally, that I've set myself to seek him with fasting and prayer, and that within 1 or 2 days he didn't start to respond. Because it's an attitude of the heart. If you seek him with all your heart, he will be found of you. That's the promise of the Bible. He may not give you all the answers to your prayer, but there'll be a quickening power that'll visit your soul, that you will know this prayer is getting somewhere. It's not just bouncing off the ceiling. And Daniel starts to seek the Lord. And even before he's prayed, finished his prayer, just when he sets his heart, there's a proclamation in heaven. Gabriel, go and show him. And while he's in the middle of his prayer, the answer's already on the way. And the answer's not just for what he was asking. The prophet says, while in prayer, Gabriel came down and told him not only about the 2 more years before they were going back to the homeland, but told him the entire destination of the nation.
Lui a dit la destination tout entière.
That's
de la
what God does.
C'est ce que Dieu a fait.
Lord, I need a job.
Seigneur, j'ai besoin
Please,
de
Lord.
S'il vous plaît,
I'm seeking you for a job.
Je suis en train de te chercher.
He comes and reveals prophecy to you.
Il vient révéler une prophétie à vous.
And you forget about your job.
Because
you found something
travail.
So wonderful.
C'est parce que vous avez trouvé quelque chose.
Lord, I want to get married.
Seigneur, je veux me marier.
Where's my wife?
Où est ma femme?
Reveals the seven seals. That's what he did to Gabriel. He was asking one thing. Lord, what are we going to do here now? When are we going out? The Lord never even speaks to him about that. Lord comes and says, Daniel, let me show you the great picture. Let me show you that I'm in control of all things. Let me show you the great symphony. If I'm so much in control in the symphony concerning the nation of Israel, how much in your little circumstances? And when Daniel looks at the great plan of Jehovah, his little circumstances, he realizes these things, they're nothing. Because Jehovah has all things in his control. And Daniel wants to be prepared to go out of captivity. The Lord sends the spirit of prophecy to prepare him. And that's what the prophet said about us. That the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of the church age, the seals and so forth, will prepare us, will purify us. That's a powerful quote. The very first page, before the first page of the Church Age book, he says it'll edify you, it'll purify you, it'll make you ready. What makes us ready? The spirit of prophecy, the spirit of preparation. And that's what the Lord gave to Daniel by his grace. So what does the angel come down and tell him? 70 years are determined upon your people and upon your holy city. Now that is why, to anybody that would take a little bit of time
qui va prendre un peu
to
de
put
temps
on their spiritual thinking
pour mettre leur chose, leur esprit,
you will see
vous allez voir
that God allots time
que Dieu plusieurs fois
to Israel.
Dieu a déterminé un temps
not
pour
to us.
Amen. C'est pas pour nous.
There's no time limit,
il n'y a pas de limite
recorded de temps in the word
qui a été enregistré dans
to
la
us, the Gentiles.
Pour nous, les nations.
God gives time to the Jews.
Dieu a donné le temps aux Juifs.
God says the appointed time.
Dieu dit à le temps bien déterminé.
Daniel, that I'm going to give.
Daniel, que je vais vous donner.
To my people.
À mon peuple.
And my holy city.
À ma ville.
Jerusalem.
Jérusalem.
Is 70 years.
Et c'est 70.
70 weeks.
C'est 70 ans.
No, 70 weeks. It's just over a year. If you take that as literal weeks,
si vous prenez cela d'une façon
so it's
littérale.
Obviously a prophetic week.
Amen. Ce sont des semaines prophétiques.
Because 70 weeks is 1 year and 18 weeks. They were still in captivity.
Et ils étaient toujours en captivité. Et si c'était cela.
So these are 70 weeks
ce sont
of years.
70 semaines des années.
70 times 7.
C'est 7 fois 7.
490 years.
C'est 490 ans.
So God allots 490 prophetic years
maintenant, 490 prophétiques
to the Jews.
Pour le
he says, I'm going to start dealing with you
je vais commencer à traiter avec
and I'm going to finish dealing with you.
Je vais finir avec vous.
And the sum total,
et c'est la total de cela,
of the time I'm going to deal with
et
you
temps que je vais traiter avec vous,
is 70,
et ça sera 70
weeks, 70 times 7.
Ça sera 7 fois
490 years.
Et 490 ans.
But there's conditions to that.
Mais il y a des conditions à cela.
They've got to be in their land.
Ils doivent être dans leur terre promise.
Look what he says.
Regarde ce qu'il a
70
dit.
Weeks, if you read it in the scripture,
si vous lisez cela,
verse 24.
Verset 24.
70 weeks are determined upon your people, that's the Jews,
et cela est déterminé pour votre peuple,
and upon your holy city.
Et pour votre ville sainte.
So if the Jews are not in Jerusalem,
si les Juifs ne sont pas à Jérusalem,
the weeks aren't being counted.
Les semaines ne sont pas comptées.
The prophetic time that God has allotted is when Israel is in its homeland
et c'est quand Israël est
and they're possessing the holy city, Jerusalem.
Et ils posséder la ville sainte, Jérusalem.
And that is why to anybody in this day, that would ask themselves a simple question. To say there was no nation of Israel for almost 1900 years. From the time just after Christ, when Titus, the Roman general, destroyed Jerusalem, the Jews went into captivity. Up to our generation, Daniel's people did not possess their holy city. So the moment we see Israel as a nation, 1967, Israel possessed the old city of Jerusalem, the Six-Day War.
Pendant la guerre de six jours, la ville de Jérusalem.
That must be significant.
Et cela doit être significant.
That is a sign.
Amen. C'est un signe.
Jesus said, when you see the fig tree putting forth its buds,
voir le figuier mettre ses,
that's always Israel is the fig tree.
Une fois, c'est Israël, ça,
when you see Israel,
et quand vous voyez Israël,
Daniel's people,
et le peuple de Daniel,
in the holy city,
dans la ville sainte,
know of a surety,
il faut être sûr,
the end is near, Jesus
et que
said.
La fin apprête, Jesus
and that is why the Jews,
c'est pourquoi les Juifs,
Israël, is God's timepiece.
C'est le temps de Dieu.
The prophet says, if you want to know what time
si
you are, look on the clock.
Dans l'air, il faut regarder la
which
montre.
Day of the week, look on
et
the calendar.
Semaine, il faut regarder
but
calendar.
If you want to know where you are,
si vous voulez savoir là où vous
according
êtes,
to God's prophetic timetable.
Look
at the position of the Jews among the nations. And that is why it is such a significant thing. Such a significant thing. And there's obviously another thing that we need to look at there. Because if Israel's back in the homeland and they have Jerusalem, why is the time not ticking again? Why is God still dealing with us Gentiles? There's got to be a reason for that as well. And the prophet shows us as we get along, we'll have a look at that. But it shows they have their city. The prophet says 70 weeks are determined upon your people. For what purpose? Whose people was it determined upon? Daniel's people, the Jews. And we understand that that city, which had been a curse for 2,000 years, will be rebuilt and established again. And we've lived to see that day. That's the time that we're living in. And there's one more condition. Because if you go to Jerusalem today, which part of Jerusalem is not in the hands of the Jews? One place. The Temple Mount.
Amen.
Time's not going to tick until they get there. Temple Mount. The prophet says, and the temple worship will be set up just like it was in the beginning. The prophet says, it's come to me fresh, he says, in the 7 weeks. He says, their nation. But they don't yet have their temple. And the moment they get their temple, the clock starts ticking again. And God doesn't deal with the Jews and the Gentiles at the same time. If he's dealing with them, in the days of Daniel, he's not dealing with us heathen, us Gentiles. And then he turned from the Jews for the church ages, almost 2,000 years now, and he hasn't been dealing with Israel as a nation. But now we see Israel being drawn back under the spirit of prophecy to their land. We see them possessing the holy places once again. But there's only one place where there's still an abomination that makes desolate standing on the holy place. That's where those Muslims are bowing down right on the holy place. How is it going to be? I don't know. But according to prophecy, it's going to change. Because Israel are going to have their temple once again. And that's what Jehovah is waiting for before he starts things off once again. So look at Daniel. The way that he's moved at this time. Now these 70 weeks are broken up into pieces. We see it in the book of Daniel. 9 verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem. So there's going to be a starting point for these prophetic weeks to start. It's when we find a commandment to rebuild and restore Jerusalem. So we need to find that as our starting point. He says, from that starting point, that commandment to rebuild Jerusalem, unto Messiah the Prince. So from that time, the next thing we're going to look for is the Messiah.
Et quand il regarde le suivant,
the prince,
le prêtre,
shall be 7 weeks.
Ans.
That's our first division.
Ça, c'est notre première division.
And 3 score and 2 weeks.
Et ça sera
62 more weeks.
Et ça sera encore deux semaines.
And the street shall be built again.
Et ça sera rebâti encore une
fois. So, up to the Messiah. We're going to see 69 weeks.
Et nous devons voir 69 semaines.
And that's going to leave us one more week.
Et ça va nous rester une autre semaine.
1 week,
une semaine.
7 years,
et 7 ans.
Still allotted to the Jews.
Et qui est encore
when we see the Messiah coming.
Et quand nous voyons le Messie venir.
So what happened after that?
Et qu'est-ce qui
to those who don't know history, it didn't happen straight away. Daniel was in captivity.
Daniel était captivity.
The Jews went back to their homeland.
Les Juifs sont rentrés dans leur pays.
The first thing that they did,
la première chose qu'ils ont fait,
they went under Ezra.
Ils sont entrés avec Ezra.
536 BC.
C'est
the end of the 70-year captivity.
Avant Jésus-Christ,
they went under Ezra.
Et ils sont allés
Cyrus Israël. Gave a proclamation.
Et a eu la proclamation.
The Lord has commissioned
et
me to build him a house.
Pour le bâtir une maison.
That wasn't a commandment to rebuild
ce
Jerusalem.
Pas un commandement pour reconstruire.
That was a commandment to rebuild the house,
c'est
the temple.
Rebâtir le temple.
So the first thing that had to be established was the temple.
La première chose qui doit s'établir, c'est le temple d'abord.
And Jerusalem was still in ruins at that
et
time.
Jérusalem était à tanker à
so Ezra goes forth. And they build. Then they lay now the cornerstone of the temple. You can read that in the book of Ezra. Then opposition comes in. And they have to stop the building. And the brothers forget what they're there for. And they start building empires on this earth. And they start paying attention to their own homes and they forget the house of the Lord. God has to send Haggai to them 520 BC. And he comes and says, what are you doing? The Lord's house isn't yet finished. Yet you're building your big houses with big ornate ceilings and so forth. And God sends an exhortation, the spirit of prophecy to them through Haggai. And they gird up their loins again. And they said, let's build the house of the Lord. And they finished the house of the Lord. The same temple, although Herod made it, improved it later on, but the same one that Jesus came to. That was the second temple, built under Zerubbabel, in the days of Ezra. And Haggai and Zechariah were the prophets who exhorted them in the building of the temple. And they built their temple. But Jerusalem was still in ruins. But Daniel had been told from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem. Now we find that in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, in chapter 1, shows us now the beginning of the 70 weeks. And we just want to see this thought before we break. Is that whenever God wants to get something fulfilled, he sends forth the same anointing, the same spirit that came on Daniel, that moved him to pray and supplication. When the vision of this great symphony was to be revealed, it comes now to the time in the days of Nehemiah. When God wants to start the 70 weeks, but he needs the city to be rebuilt and the wall. So he sends forth an anointing. And it starts on a man called Nehemiah. He wasn't a prophet. He was a governor. But Nehemiah now, chapter 1, this is how God starts to move things on to the fulfillment of his purpose in the days of Nehemiah. It says Nehemiah 1 verse 1. In the words of Nehemiah, at the end of that verse it says, I was in Shushan the palace. Daniel was in a palace in Babylon, a rich man, doing well. Doesn't stop a believer getting in the spirit. Nehemiah has a privileged position. He's the king's cupbearer. He tastes the king's food before the king eats it. He stands in the presence of the king. This was such a trusted position because he would hear all the secrets of the kingdom and all the secret purposes. He had a great position, Nehemiah. He was the king's cupbearer. Verse 2. It says, then Hanani, one of my brethren came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Is it not interesting that the people that God has ordained to do his work are the ones that first get the burden for the work? This man is ordained to go and rebuild Jerusalem. He doesn't know it yet. But there's a deep in him. When his brethren come, brothers, how is Jerusalem? He's living in luxury and comfort. He could have long forgotten Jerusalem. But there's a deep in him. Because this is his predestined calling. And friends, you don't choose to be a minister. You don't choose anything in the kingdom of God. You have to be called. And a call, the prophet says, is a deep in a person that you can't rest night or day. He says, and the people that want to do it are the ones that God never chose. But the people that are trying to get away from it, those are the ones that God has chosen. But it's a deep, and here we find Nehemiah. It's the appointed season now. It's a prophetic time. It's time for the beginning of the 70 weeks. The deep that is in Jehovah, the great conductor, the great composer, he starts to move Nehemiah, and a deep starts to speak inside of his soul. And he asks his brethren, tell me about Jerusalem. And they say it's very hard there. The temple's been built, but the walls are broken down. We're totally vulnerable to our enemies. This poverty, it's hard. Verse 3. They said the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. Now the proclamation. From the commandment to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem. That's going to be the beginning of the prophetic symphony of the 70 weeks. Verse 4, and it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept. And I mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Friends, we've read the similar scripture just a few minutes back in Daniel chapter 9. You see, the same anointing that came on Daniel to move him into a certain channel to reveal the great symphony to him is the same anointing comes upon the chosen vessels who are to fulfill that which the vision spoke about. And the same anointing that moved Daniel to seek the Lord his God in the appointed season comes now to move Nehemiah to seek the Lord his God. Not to seek a vision, he's not a prophet. But there's just a deep in him that is moved. And this is going to move him into the place that God predestinated him to be. To fulfill the purpose that he's predestinated to fulfill. So he starts to pray. Look in verse 5. And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keeps covenant and mercy for them that love, exactly the words that Daniel used.
If you go and read.
Let now, verse 6, thine ear be attentive and thine eyes opened that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. Exactly the same words as Daniel.
Exactement, c'est les mêmes paroles que Daniel a utilisées.
That's what I want to be.
C'est ce que là où je dois être.
The same spirit that was on the prophet.
Le même esprit était dans
to bring le forth the message of the hour.
Le message
the only way we're going to fulfill the message of the hour, that same spirit must be on us.
Cet même esprit là doit être.
We can't fulfill this message.
On peut pas accomplir ce message.
We can never be moved into our positions.
On peut pas être déplacé dans notre position.
We can never come to what God ordained us to do. Unless we move into the same channel that the prophet moved into. Now, Nehemiah is not going to try to take the place of Daniel. He's not trying to do that.
Amen.
He has his individual position.
Amen.
And the anointing, the spirit of preparation, the spirit of prophecy in the appointed time comes upon the appointed vessel to move him now. And friends, it always starts with prayer. It always starts with prayer. Prayer and confession and seeking the Lord. It never starts any other way. It started like that with Daniel. It started like that with Nehemiah. There was just a burden that came upon him. And the Lord said, seek my face. And Nehemiah's soul said, thy face will I seek. Call upon my name. Seek me while I may be found. And Nehemiah can't rest. While he's about his business, he's thinking of Jerusalem. He's thinking of those broken down walls. He's thinking of his brothers in affliction. He's thinking of the city of his father's sepulchres. He tries to brush it off. Maybe he tries to do this, he tries to do that. Friends, When God has called you to do something, do yourself a favor and do God a favor and just respond to that anointing and just let Him move you into that position and just lay aside foolishness. Lay aside all that is unnecessary at those kind of times, because these are the appointed times of Jehovah. When Jehovah sets His face upon you and says, I've chosen you in this appointed hour to be a part of the fulfillment of the great symphony. You have your position in the symphony, but you got to get in the spirit of the composer.
And
Nehemiah responds to the spirit of the composer. He doesn't yet understand where it's going to go. He doesn't understand why he's got this burden at this time. There's just something in him that wants to express itself, and he starts to formulate while he's in prayer and seeking the Lord. It was about 3 months, if you go and check, before he spoke to the king. This was October, November, when he started to seek the Lord. But it was the month Nisan, March, April, when he goes the next chapter and speaks to the king. And in that time, when the burden of the word of the Lord is upon him, the burden of God's purpose is resting upon him. He can't just live his normal life. He wants to be like everybody else. But he's not ordained to be like everybody else, because he's a vessel of honor set aside unto the master's use. And friends, the quicker you can realize that yourself, that you are a vessel of honor. You're not supposed to live like the rest of this world, just setting your ambitions on a big house, big car, big career. That's okay. These were rich people with good jobs. But the Bible says, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. That wasn't important to these people. What was important to them was the books, was the prophecy, was Jerusalem, was the fulfillment of the word in their day. That's what was important to them. Remember Paul in prison. 2 Timothy 4. He's in prison. Writes to Timothy, Timothy, bring the cloak, it's cold. I left it with Carpus in Troas. But bring the books, and especially the parchments. That's a genuine believer, friends. They can forget other things, but they'll never forget their books.
Amen.
They'll never forget, where's my Bible?
Amen.
Where's the message?
Où est le message?
I want it in my computer.
Amen. Je vais
I want
dans
it
mon
in
ordinateur.
My phone.
Amen. Je vais dans
I want
téléphone.
It wherever I can have
Amen.
It.
Amen. Je vais partout là où je peux l'avoir.
That's a good sign.
Amen. C'est un bon signe.
That God has set His heart upon
Et
you
Dieu a mis son cœur
to fulfill something of that which is written.
Because
why is there a deep in you?
Pourquoi,
why is there something that draws you on and moves you on? Something that won't give you rest. Because God has a purpose for you to fulfill. Exactly the same as Nehemiah. He had a purpose. He was to go before the king and put the case for Jerusalem and its restoration before the king. And then was going to come a commandment from the king for the rebuilding of Jerusalem. And then God's 70-week timetable started. But it needed a certain man called Nehemiah. Not a notable man, spiritually speaking, in other aspects. He never saw a vision. He never had any supernatural experiences in that way. But he was moved by the spirit of prophecy to fulfill the scriptures for his day. And I think that's the only thing that a genuine believer wants. Everything else is secondary. But I want that which is written of me, that which the Lord ordained for me. I want to fulfill that. I want to finish my course. I want to do that which is appointed of me. in the appointed time that Jehovah gave unto me. And the only way that I can do it is get in the spirit of the composer. Be moved by the spirit of prophecy. Respond to the anointing when it comes. When the deep is calling to the deep, let the deep that is in you respond to the deep. And God will move you to your position. I remember when we started church in Dublin. It was just me and Brother David. And Brother José. There were just three of us. And then I read in the message, Take Inside with Jesus. And the prophet says, I have my vision for the future. He says, we'd like outposts in all places. He says, we've lost a lot of time. We could have had an outpost in Bombay. We could have had an outpost in all these different places. He says, but brothers, I want to tell you my vision for the future. You young men, with the call of God in your life, be doing something. God can use you. And there was such a burden in me for months. And then I took Brother José and Brother David, sat down at the table. I said, brothers, the Lord needs something done here. We need to start something here. And Brother David, those days, he wasn't so much in the spirit. Well, I suppose it had to happen sometime, didn't it? That's what he said. And we started to arrange meetings. And we invited first Brother Billy to come. And Brother Billy came with his church first. We had one service, Dublin Christ City Mission in town.
En ville.
Then a couple of months, we didn't have anything. And then we rented Fur House and asked Brother Tommy to come. And Brother Tom came for 2-3 weeks on Saturdays. And then he said, brother, I can't come every week. I'll do it 1 week, you do it 1 week. And he trapped me into it, Brother Tom. And then after a while, he didn't come at all. And we started things like that. And I looked back at that and said, that is strange. But the Lord had a purpose. He wanted an outpost. He wanted a standard of truth. The original standard to be set. And that is why I've always believed that God isn't finished with us yet. If we can just be moved in this age by the spirit of prophecy, the fullness of what he's ordained for us, it shall come forth. Because that's what happened to Nehemiah. So Nehemiah is moved in this way. He gets into this channel of inspiration. And then chapter 2, we'll finish with that, then we'll have a break. Chapter 2, he's prayed, he's sought the Lord. There comes a purpose, becomes more and more clear inside of him, inside of his mind, inside of his spirit. And he looks at himself. And he said, but hey, I'm praying to the Lord for Jerusalem.
Pour la restauration.
But maybe I'm the one. Maybe I'm the answer to that prayer.
Peut-être je suis la réponse à cette prière.
Why has God given me this position?
Dieu m'a donné cette position.
And friends, at the same time,
et au même moment,
when he goes before the king,
quand il est allé devant le roi,
there's Esther sitting on the throne.
Il y avait
Esther, she was the queen.
Elle était la reine.
So it was God's season.
C'était la saison.
The queen was a Jew. The king's cupbearer was a Jew.
You
see, God moves you to your position. You don't force things in the kingdom of God. God prepares you even before you knew him. And Nehemiah, finding himself in a strange land. He's in Persia. He's in Susan, Shusha, the palace. Like us in a strange land. But you are where you are for a purpose. And maybe he didn't understand that purpose at first. Maybe brothers were telling him, you need to be in Jerusalem. You need to go back. But he felt, no, there's a purpose for me being here. And he stayed in Persia. And at the appointed time, it started to dawn upon him. And he realized that God had appointed him to be in that place at that season, like in the book of Esther, at for such a time as this. And he goes to the king, chapter 2, verse 4. He was sad, and the king said, why are you sad? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make thy request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said to the king, if it would please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that you would send me to Judah, to the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, if you go and read it, you'll find it's Esther. For how long shall thy journey be? And when wilt thou return? So please the king to send me, and I set him a time. Can you see another principle about a call?
Vous avez un autre principe?
You don't have to force anything.
Vous ne devez rien forcer.
It pleased the king.
Et ça plaît le roi.
Don't try to do something if it doesn't please the king.
Faire quelque chose qui ne plaît pas au roi.
Because he was the one.
Et c'est parce qu'il était
and
celui.
This was the season.
Et c'était la saison.
The great composer.
Le grand compositeur.
This was part of a certain movement of the great symphony.
De certains mouvements de la
to start
symphonie.
The first movement of the symphony.
Qui a commencé le grand mouvement de la symphonie.
Nehemiah is moved by the spirit of prophecy.
Nehemi s'est déplacé avec
he's
la prophétie.
He il goes before the king.
Il est allé devant le
he's
roi.
Not even maybe that day intending to speak to the king.
Il ne pensait même pas parler au roi cet
the king says, why are you sad?
Le roi dit,
you weren't supposed to be sad in the presence
vous
of the king.
Pas être triste dans la présence
and
du
he
roi.
Told the king,
et il a dit
how can
roi,
I not be sad?
Comment ne peux-tu pas être sad?
The city of my father's sepulchres lies waste.
Et la ville de mon père est là sans espoir.
And because it's the appointed season.
C'est parce que c'était temps bien déterminé.
The king says, what do you need?
Et le roi dit, qu'est-ce que vous avez besoin?
Ask what you will.
Demande ce que vous avez
it
besoin.
Be given unto you.
Et on va vous donner cela.
And then he asked now.
Et il a demandé maintenant.
I said in verse 7.
Dans le verset 7.
I said to the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertains to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Three things there.
Il y a trois choses là-bas,
which is always going to be that.
Like
if God
ça.
Calls you.
Et si Dieu vous appelle,
he gives you position.
Il va vous donner la position.
He's made the governor of the land.
Et il te fait le gouverneur
the king says first the deputy governor. Then he became the governor.
Et vous, il doit devenir le gouverneur.
The second thing he's given.
La deuxième chose,
is protection.
Et c'est la protection.
He's given soldiers to go with him.
Il a donné les soldats pour aller
he's given même. Letters of commission.
On lui a donné la lettre
for
de la
safe passage through the other countries before he gets home.
Traverser librement les autres pays.
And he's given provision.
Et il a donné la provision.
He's given timber, wood, et everything that he needs to do the job.
Tout ce qu'il avait besoin pour faire le travail.
Friends,
amis,
you don't go to warfare at your own charges.
Et tu ne vas Paul pas à la guerre avec tes propres
if God calls you to do something,
si Dieu vous a appelé
he will give you all that you need to get the job done.
Tout ce que vous avez besoin pour
so
faire
if you don't have what it takes, God didn't call you to do that.
Pas ce que c'est là, bon,
if you happen to manufacture things and try to do this,
no. De faire ceci
that was just enthusiasm.
Et ça, c'est l'enthousiasme.
Because God is the one.
Dieu est celui,
the king here.
Le roi
he appointed him a position. You'll be the deputy governor, first of all.
Vous serez le gouvernement,
he gave him protection.
Il lui a donné la protection.
He gave him provision of all
il
that
lui a
he
donné
needed.
La provision de tout ce qu'il
and
a
Nehemiah is just walking in this
et
channel
Nehemiah, il a marché juste dans
in this prophetic hour.
Et dans cette heure prophétique,
and he starts seeing things move.
Et il commençait à voir
and the
choses
doors are opening and he's just started to go through these doors.
Et le port, il
and
il
he's just moving in this channel
il s'est déplacé dans
of the prophetic word.
De ce monde prophétique.
The spirit of preparation has been upon the this man.
Qui était sur cet homme-là.
And he's moved by the Spirit.
Il est déplacé par l'esprit.
And God opens up to him
et Dieu a ouvert à lui
the great purpose
le grand but
that he has for the life of this
qu'il
man.
Avait pour la vie de cet homme.
So Nehemiah now, et we'll finish there.
Nous allons finir là-bas.
It's 445 BC
et ça, c'est
where we've just read.
Avant Jésus-Christ,
he's given commandment.
On lui a donné le commandement.
Go and rebuild the city.
Va rebâtir
go and rebuild the wall.
Va rebâtir
go and rebuild the streets.
Va rebâtir la ville.
And that's the beginning point of our Daniel 70 weeks. It begins in 445 BC. And there were 49 years in the rebuilding of Jerusalem. The wall took just a short time. But the rebuilding of Jerusalem was 49 years. And that's the first 7 weeks. That was under Nehemiah. And then you found different ones came and continued on that work. But let's not forget what it said. And the street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And when Nehemiah went forth, it wasn't long until the enemy started to raise his head.
Pas
and if God calls you, and God is moving you in the spirit of prophecy to fulfill the divine purpose for your life, it's not going to take long before Sanballat the Horonite is going to start to raise his head. Your boss, your neighbor, your neighbor's wife, people at work, people at school, whatever. And you're going to find problems start to come in. Because the devil, he sees the spiritual momentum. And he wants to keep you from the fulfillment of the divine purpose. And that's why there's got to be spiritual preparation. That's why there's got to be something real in the life of a person. Like what happened to Daniel, Nehemiah, when they were moved by the spirit of prophecy. And God did something with them in them. Until they knew, this is what God wants me to do. Friends, without that, when opposition comes, you're going to question yourself. Am I supposed to be here? Am I supposed to be doing that? No. The spirit of preparation is there so that you can be certain of your God in your calling. That's what he desires. And for us to be wondering, am I going to be in the rapture? What about this? I don't think we need to be like that, friends. Let's continue to move in the channel of the spirit of prophecy so God can bring us like these people into that place where it doesn't matter what comes. Doesn't matter that you're 70 years in Babylon. Like Daniel, you can still be moved by the Spirit. You can still see the great symphony unfold before you. You may be in Persia, like Nehemiah. Doesn't matter. When the appointed time has come, the spirit of prophecy moves this man on. And he was God's chosen and appointed vessel to bring forth the conditions so that the 70 weeks, the 490 prophetic years that God was going to deal with Israel started just on time. Let's stand. We just asked Brother Vlad if he could come. It's a 70-week symphony, friends. That's the beginning of the symphony. Can you see the people that were used in the beginning? They had to be in a certain spiritual condition. Daniel, Nehemiah. And we'll see it as we go. At each of these junctions in this great symphony of the 70 weeks, people had to get into that same condition in that appointed time so that God could fulfill and move it on to the next junction. And it's going to be exactly the same with us. So as we come to a close this morning, before we break for 1 hour, ask yourself, what does God expect of me at this time? What does God expect of me? Am I doing what the deep in me is moving me to do? Or am I suppressing it? Am I not listening to his voice? Am I busy in my own things? And I'm neglecting the purpose and the call in this prophetic hour, this privileged time, as a vessel of honor that God has called you to fulfill. Because every one of us here today, I believe, God has brought us together for a purpose. I don't think that purpose was to be Sunday Christians. I don't believe that. Church joiners, I don't believe that. There's a part for you to fulfill. A part for me to fulfill. And if you'll just yield yourself and get humble before the Lord, get into the spirit of preparation once again. Do like these men did. Have a season of seeking his face. Spiritual things will become clear once again. And God will start to move you. And you will see the unseen hand guiding you through this weary land.
Let's sing once more.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is by.
by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep, Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I see at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, for me, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, for me, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, for me.
Saints, let's bow heads. Just at this time, don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about anybody else. Just look at yourself. And just ask yourself, in the presence of Him who died for you, who purchased you with His own precious blood, who paid the supreme price for you, just ask yourself, am I doing at this time what He would have me to be doing? Am I in the place spiritually that I should be? Or am I resisting His will? Or am I like Jonah, putting my attention on other things? And I would say to you that if you desire a fresh blessing in your soul, if you desire to walk with God, if you desire the reality of heavenly things, just resolve in yourself this day and say, Lord, I've wandered, but I'm going to return. Lord, I want to go back to what I know that I should be. I know You're not asking me to go in my own strength, in my own ability. I know all that You want me to do is to yield myself to You. And I know there's sufficient power in the revelation of Jesus Christ. Sufficient power in the anointing of Your Spirit in my soul. So for me to fulfill all that Your expectation of me is. Father, I desire grace today. I just want from today, let this be an appointed time, that from today, let time be counted once again in my appointed call before You. I want to return to the post of duty. I want to return, Lord, unto You. If that is Your desire, why don't You speak to Him? Let's all speak to Him. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's ask the Lord to cast off the spirit of heaviness today. Let's fight against it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let not the enemy rob you of your crown, rob you of your inheritance. But let's call upon the name of the Lord in prayer. Let's pray for His grace that as we come back this afternoon, the Lord may set a table for us and that you may dine as His guests. Let's all pray. Father, how would You come unto Thee upon this day to ask of Thee for Your grace and Your mercy at this time? Father, we are needy people. And Father, You are the answer to every need. And Father, we know, Lord, that spiritually, Father, everything that we need is in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So won't You help us at this time, Lord, to be my desire. Father, every spirit of heaviness, Lord Jesus, in Your precious name, we just desire to possess the gate of that enemy upon this day. Father, knowing, Lord, that You said that every place that You put Your foot, I've given it unto Thee. Yes, and Father, You said, Lord, that Father, we shall possess every speck of our inheritance. So Father, help us upon this day. Thinking of them that aren't here upon this day. I do pray for them, Sister Deirdre. I pray for her that Your grace would be upon her, upon our sister who's got problems with her eyes. I do dedicate up unto Thee. I really pray You'd be glorified. Manifest Yourself on her behalf, we ask in Jesus' name upon this day. Father, I do pray for Brother Egan, Sister Charlotte. I pray, Lord, that You'd strengthen her. And Father, bring her back to her full strength. Brother George, Lord, I pray for Brother David and his family. Would You bring them before Thee, Lord Jesus, even at this time. And Father, the rest of Your people, I just dedicate them up unto Thee. Brother Selby, Sister Chanel, I do pray for them as well. Father, we do look to Thee upon this day. Won't You have mercy upon us? Father, Lord, in Your word, we just read, Lord, when Habakkuk said it, Lord. And he said, Lord, revive Your work in the midst of the years, that Your people may rejoice in You. And what a rejoicing that it brings, Father, to be in Your presence. Lord, to be dining as Your guest. Father, to be, Lord, in that place where You're leading and guiding us, Lord. And let that be the portion of each and every one of us, Lord. And Father, help us in this short break. Bless the food that we receive, we ask. And Father, won't you just bring us back this afternoon? Father, how we need your grace. Father, grant us an audience with you. Grant us fellowship in your spirit. Bless us in the songs of Zion. Watch over us, we pray, at this time. Bless our children as well. The Sunday school, thank you, Father, for them. Bless them as well in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Saints, let's break. Let's come back at 2:15. We won't have such a long song worship in the afternoon. Let's just get into the word in the afternoon. To all that are able to be here, let's come back. And may the Lord grant us grace. So let's come back, 2:15, song worship. And may the Lord bless you.
Que le Seigneur vous bénisse.
The holy light shine the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, for me. If I lead the holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. Yes, for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me, yes, for me. If I lead a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me, yes, for me. If I lead the holy light, shine the room and do the right.